Lechwei Shabbos Kodesh and a Gadol story. So the Yerushalmi asked a great question. Why did God give us Shabbos? What was the whole point of that? Anybody have any ideas? Why would God give us Shabbos?
Torah.
Haida. Givav. Ezra got it. He knows. So the Yerushalmi answers, in order to learn Torah. That's why God gave us Shabbos. There's lots of other answers, but that's a good one. So there's a big Indian to learn Torah always, but especially on Shabbos. In fact, the Kabbalistic Svarim talk about the special schar and the special times seven, or all sorts of crazy levels of schar that you get for the Torah that you learn on Shabbos. And it makes sense, because Shabbos is the day of the soul, and the Torah is what connects a Jew to his soul. So it's a wonderful day to learn extra Torah. And the Pini Halacha actually has a theory based on the Gemara that you're supposed to spend half your day for Hashem and half your day learning Torah. So if you take out hours of sleep, which is, let's say, 7, and there's 25 hours of Shabbos, so it's 18 hours. So he says you should learn 9 hours a day, which is a lot. But if you factor in, you know, Karabach Minyanim and saying Divrei Torah at the meal, it's probably not as much. But the main thing is that when we have time and on Shabbos Kodesh, it's a really big thing to learn Sfarim that you enjoy. One way that a lot of people in Yeshiva Mechalik it is that during the week you learn like the tough Sfarim, and then on Shabbos you read those enjoyable Jonathan Sachs stuff. But if you enjoy learning Gemara on Shabbos, do that. Whatever you enjoy, it's all good. Gadol story of the day. So the story goes that Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, his wife was sick, so he sent a friend to Bnei Brak to give a name to the stipler, to daven for Rav Yaakov's wife. So this shliach, it was kind of hard, but he got into the stipler, and he put the name in there, and he was so excited. It was 10 in the morning, and he calls Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, except he forgot the fact that if it's 10 a.m. in Israel, then what time is it in America? 2, 3, right? So Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky sees a phone call at 3 in the morning. He wakes up in the middle of the night. He's all groggy. And he gets this call saying, Rebbe, we got the name in, which obviously wasn't such an emergency. So for most of us, if it's 3 in the morning and our, you know, shliach calls us dumbly, we would be like, you idiot. Like, we'd scream, like, what are you doing? Like, let me go back to sleep. Rav Yaakov was such an Adam Gadol that he said, oh, that's amazing. How was your flight? And he just wanted to make sure that the person who called him wasn't embarrassed by the fact that he obviously just woke him up and made a mistake. And instead of caring about himself, he was caring about this person that he should feel good. Which is also to be sensitive Yidin who are always thinking about others.